This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home and Seniors Solutions. Hey, seniors, if you're thinking about making a downsize move, and if you're getting ready to sell, want to sell for top dollar, I want to encourage you and anybody listening right now to register for our seminar. October 19th in Bethesda, Maryland, I will give a free lecture on how to sell for top dollar. Now, you may have attended different agents talking about how to sell houses, and it's really very, very self-promotional. As you know, that's not me. I'm really more about you than I am me. I try to give you good insight into how to interview realtors. I always recommend you talk to a couple before you hire one. You know, of course, I'd love to have my team be one of those that you talk to. But at the end of the day, it's about you getting informed, you getting the insight that you need so you can walk through a process with confidence with whoever you hire, right? Having that trust established, having that understanding of where you can put a dollar and get $2 back. And that's what I want to give you. That's what I want to help you with on October 19th. And this is free. So if you are free, October 19th, I'll be speaking. It's from 10 till 12 in the morning. And I'm going to give you some great information on how to interview realtors, how to approach the market, when's the best week to put your house on the market next year, guide you through the processes, many of the things that I've shared about on the show for many years, but here you're going to get it from me, and I can answer your specific questions about your house. If you have a flag lot, like we talked about in the first section, what is the impact on the value of your home? If there's noise coming from a busy street near, how does that impact your value? Do you not have a basement? How does that impact your value? Do you have a graveyard? You know, there you go. What does that do? How do we handle that? Perhaps you're the executor or the executrix, as we would call a woman who is the executor for an estate, executor or executrix. If perhaps you're managing the sale of an estate or are about to face that and you'd like to know how to walk through that process, we'll guide you that way too. And if you're thinking of buying, you probably should come to the seminar also. Why? Because you'll get the insight into how sellers are approaching the sale of their home so that you can look for opportunities to get the best intel when you're buying. It's completely logical. You've got lots of first-time homebuyer seminars out there that talk about how to approach the process of financing, that kind of thing, and that's fine. But why not understand the process of purchasing from the house side specifically, which is also what I'll give you. Well, anyway, I want you to come out. I'm giving you this invitation. It's absolutely free to have you attend, and we'll have some light refreshments because I want to give you information, and I will give you a free copy. This is a hard-bound copy of the Market Ready Guide that tells you how to go through the processes. Also, I've got a section in there on what improvements will make you the best return, where you can put a dollar, get $2 back, where you put a dollar and only get 70 cents back. I'll give you a hint. You don't want to replace your windows, generally speaking, before you put a house on the market, even if they're old, because you only get 40% of what you put into windows back when you resell. Why is that? I'll answer that question. So call us today, 800-900-9104. That's our toll-free number. And one of my team will pick up and take your registration, get your email address and other information you'd like to share. That's 800-900-9104. Call right now. That's, again, 800-900-9104. You can also go to our website and register there if you'd prefer not to use the phone. That's ericstewartgroup.com, spelled E-R-I-C, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, group.com. One more time on that phone number, 800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com to register for the October 19th seminar in Bethesda, Maryland. Don't bug me. Don't bug me. So I've had all kinds of scary things happen in the sale of real estate. I'll tell you one. I sold a property that had intensive carpenter ant and termite damage in it. Sure, the one I mentioned in the first part had some. It was only about $10,000 worth of work. But I've had clients who've had houses that they purchased through other brokers that have had tremendous damage. And there's a very simple way for you to know if you have termites or not that you may not be aware of. Did you know that termites will swarm one time a year, and you'll see a supply of bugs that will all swirl? And if you think about your front stoop at your house, which is typically where termites will gather, or back stoop, side stoop of a house, and I'll tell you why in a minute, those stoops tend to be areas where the termites are They will find the wood that is there, and they will find their way in. And what happens is they eat, they come back to the soil every night, these termites in our area. They have to have moisture that isn't in the house. When they go into a wood, piece of wood, they eat a little bit, they come back to the dirt, get some moisture, and go back and eat some more. But once a year, there's a swarming activity where the termites will come out from wherever they are, they'll swarm around, and then they'll go back into the ground, and they'll grow, and they'll extend their reach in your property. If you've never seen this happen, you're probably fine. But if you've ever noticed, it seems like, gosh, all of a sudden, there's just a slew of bugs out front of my property. That would be an indication, most likely, that you have a termite infestation in your house, in that area. If you're not sure, I highly recommend that you call a termite inspection company and have them come out to check and tell them where you saw the swarm. What they'll do is they'll check around the inside of your home to see if there are any soft spots in hardwood floors or in your casements, in the windows or otherwise. They'll check around the exterior to see if there are any mud tunnels, which oftentimes these termites will build mud tunnels for them to get up, to get from the ground up to the sill of your house. Remember that your home is built on top of essentially a box that is poured or built into the ground. That box is your basement, okay? And on top of that is a sill that goes around and frames on top of the concrete. That is where everything else is built on top of. So between the sill that sits up on that ledge of concrete that is the very top of your basement and the dirt on the outside, which could be 5, 6, 12 inches below that, termites will build tunnels from the ground up to that sill, okay, that is right there resting on the basement, top of the basement foundation. That way they don't have to be outside. They aren't not eaten by birds. They just go back and forth, back to the soil, back inside, back and forth. So they'll look for those kinds of things, and they'll give you advice on what you need to do. If, please hear this, if termites are discovered and you do get an estimate, you may feel so much relief that you may decide you want to hire the company that came out to do that. You paid them $75 to do an inspection. I'd say get the estimate, call another company, get their fax number, and send the estimate to an alternate company to get their bid on the same work. Because companies will find work, they'll bid it, but you want to get the right price for the work that you're going to get done. And just assuming that the company that you've hired is the right one isn't necessarily in your best interest. If you're under warranty with a termite company, they'll usually do a treatment for free. And some companies guarantee that if you get termites while they're looking out for your property, they'll actually fix the damage. But it has to be a specific part of your contract. So termites can be scary. Can be really, really scary. Hey, let's go a different direction now and talk about the sale of a condominium and something that happened after the property was transferred that caused some concern. Let me set this up this way. If you own your property and it's your residence, you have a responsibility to disclose what you know about the property, any defects that you're aware of. And the agent who's selling the property has a responsibility for what they should know about the property. But when there's the sale of a decedent's estate, in other words, there's an estate sale of the property, where the owner of the property is no longer and the children or heirs or somebody is assigned to sell that property, they are excluded from having any responsibility for disclosure because they don't have any personal knowledge of the property. They haven't lived in the property. And the law actually keeps them from having that responsibility, in which case the buyer has to be especially beware and they need to have an inspection done of the property. I represented the seller of a property. The buyers asked for a home inspection, and what we've just discovered is several things are not working, and that was found out after settlement. Well, guess what? The buyer chose not to do an inspection of the property. And in this case, the seller has no responsibility because it was the sale of a decedent's estate. So take your time, do your investigations, buyers, and make sure you know what you're getting before you purchase. Well, that wraps it up for the Eric Stewart Show. I'm Eric Stewart. Pointing you home. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM, WMAL.